to introduce the topic of nutritional genomics and the interplay of nutrition and genes, to actually very, at a very basic level, increase knowledge of genetics and nutrition, and to increase knowledge of nutrition as much more than what just a person eats, and to actually increase critical thinking skills in the youth. More specifically, our aims were to develop content to represent nutritional genomics, to actually come up with examples around nutritional genomics, to develop the characters and graphics to illustrate the examples, to field test a prototype, which I'll discuss in just a moment, which was originally a web-based module, and to do evaluation process and formative evaluation through the process, and ultimately to produce our educational program for informal education. Just to give you a little bit of the history of the project, in 2004 it was initiated as a project actually out of our administrative core. We had a very creative, engineering staff person and a couple of genetics undergraduate students who were part of our center. And very well-meaning, they brought to the Outreach Corps one day this wonderful module they had produced, right, to share with us because they were so proud of it. We just sort of didn't know what to say. So graciously we said, did you have any target of our target audience involved in the creation of this? Well, no, but we kind of think we know what the kids need. And so we offered to actually take the module, take it out in the field, have our middle school youth take a look at it and give us some feedback around it. And so pretty soon that project actually became ours. In 2005 and 6, we did evaluation, and we have had undergraduates and youth involved in all phases of this project. And we now have three actually specific modules within the educational product. We have had 10 undergraduate research apprentices involved, and they have been from all different disciplines, from molecular and cell biology to psychology to public health, and they have been actually a very diverse group of students. They have worked from the very early script writing of the module to the flash programming. None of our undergraduates who actually, one of them did probably the majority of the flash programming, they actually didn't come in knowing how to do the programming. So that was a learned process. Other youth who've been involved in all aspects are, of course, our middle school youth who were who participated in the evaluation and giving us input. High school biology students who were given the task of actually developing PowerPoint modules pitched to what would be maybe their younger sibs, middle school age children. Children at a local hospital school, they were part, again, of our observational evaluation piece. We at Children's Hospital in Oakland also have a health museum, and we service youth from first grade on up around health issues. And also we have a youth center that has a sound studio who did actually our voiceovers. So kids in a class, in a high school class, did our voiceovers. The evaluation included formative process and observational, and we modified and edited throughout the entire process. Our first task was to take the very seemingly more complicated basic principles of nutrigenomics and make it into some basic fundamentals for kids that they could really understand. Just to give you a couple of examples, our DNA module, of course, was kind of the basic information. We have a diabetes module, which addresses kind of family history and propensity for diabetes. And our other module is on heterocyclic amines, and it's entitled Dad, Don't Bring Burgers. This was our original module, very too young for our middle school kids, not sophisticated enough for our middle school kids. And this is our current module. All of our scripts were used, though, from the original, the ones that the youth developed around the examples. But we did do total redesign of graphics and also additional music. I just wanted to share briefly with you the evaluation. We did several focus groups in Northern California in both rural and urban areas. We had actually our target audience of a diverse group of youth. We did in the second year, 3 more focus groups, and they evaluated our progress, our project in progress. And then lastly, we had the observational evaluation, because we will be a permanent home for the module will be in our hospital school and as well as our health museum. So although that was not our original target audience, we wanted to make sure that we knew how that was received by that larger range of kids, a range of ages. So the discussion and topic areas in the evaluation was, why do kids go to the internet in terms of do they really look at health education information? What are some of their website preferences? What was their idea and perception about health websites? We wanted to get a sense of what the words nutrition and genetics brought to mind for kids of our middle school age, and we wanted to see what kind of time was spent on different aspects of the internet health websites. We did test out some of the very popular ones, the Body and Mind, the Bones and Calcium, the Powerful Carla, the ones that have been very well funded and pitched to middle school kids in the health ed area. So we had 61 youth in total with a really diverse cross-section, and you all, if you work with youth, you know this. Kids don't go to a site for the sake of education. For homework, maybe, for an assignment the teacher gives them. General knowledge around nutrition and diet and genetics is pretty limited. The attraction to the site is totally dependent on interactivity and visual appeal, and the best way kids thought to learn was through games and quizzes. We're not quite there with our module yet, but we're working on it. Our original prototype was hugely dense with information and needed a lot more animation, needed more interactivity. Portions of the stories were moving so fast the kids couldn't pick up the information. Other portions were so slow, they were just elsewhere. You could tell in a minute. We needed to incorporate more animation, more graphical interactivity. We had no sound in the original. That was like a big, that was not okay. And the content that was in this last one has actually been evaluated as pretty interesting and pretty favorable. And you know, kids, they tell you, don't they? I mean, they're not particularly polite. We moved it from a web-based to the informal module just because we're making it kind of a fun, informational, hoping to get kids interested and sort of with that can-do attitude about being able to understand science. We are in the process of developing some games and puzzles around these particular topic areas. And we are looking at trying to meet maybe one standard around biology so that it can actually come into a classroom situation. And our very bottom line conclusion is, as all of you know, the youth must be involved through the entire process. They need to be the creators and as well as the target audience. This was a huge collaborative effort. These are sort of our coordinating collaborators. But also we want to give special thanks to our middle school participants, all of our high school kids who have helped, all of our undergraduate research apprentices who have helped with this particular project.